Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
But yeah, I could not be a drug mule. I'm too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We are live at Wildcat Golf Club. My boys are probably on their way in. If you have never been to Wildcat, you need to come. They've got play. Obviously, it's a public course, so you can get your tee time. Go to wildcatgolfclub.com and get your tee time on. Or, you know, if you've probably been here for a tournament, because it is the place to have tournaments, 18 championship holes. It's just beautiful, too. The course is in beautiful, beautiful shape. So get on out here and take advantage of beautiful fall weather. It's going to be 91 today. Perfect. Perfect for golf. It doesn't get any better. So get on out here. They've got... I don't know if today's closed because they got both courses. I'm not sure if they got one probably. Or both. I don't know.
Well, tomorrow's open.
But the CCA is here, and we'll talk to Taylor Rick in just a little bit about what the CCA does for the community. And they've been doing their golf course, their tournament out here for years. So it's a great way to raise money for CCA.
The Cincinnati Red Stockings, Red Legs, Reds, they've been in business since 1890, 134 years. And they have 65 managers. Does that seem like a high number?
Every other year. Every other year they change
managers.
Seems
a little high. Terry Francona is now their 65th manager of all time. 65 managers in 100.
That's a lot.
In 134 years seems like a lot. Yeah.
When you look at it.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have been in business that long. They've had three head coaches in 134 years.
Not 134, but.
Basically.
But you know, they've had three head coaches. Yeah, that's
basically.
Crazy.
You have. So the Texans win yesterday. You guys really haven't called much. I see a lot of people are listening on the stream, but you guys haven't called much about it. I don't think it's been. It hasn't started the way we thought in terms of it being aesthetically pleasing at all times. There's been a few more interceptions than maybe you'd like from – or turnovers, giveaways by the Houston Texans. Defensively, we haven't seen as much rush as we would like to see. Like, there's some things that are not showing up that we expected to see.
Where's Will Anderson Jr. been?
He had a pressure late in that game, but it
and
is
early
not,
on we saw Danielle Hunter, but we
– And then he kind of disappeared again. I don't know. It has not been. Khalil Davis had a good sack during that game, but
Foley had a beautiful play.
Yeah,
busted up a.
I'd say the defensive tackles, although they were getting gashed a little bit early in the game, the zone plays. I think the linebackers. Oh my God, John just absolutely obliterated his elbow.
That was dumb.
But how did you not yell out? So anyway, I don't know. It hasn't been exactly. What I had hoped for, and yet here they are 4-1, and I think that's ultimately the takeaway is the Texans are winning the games they're supposed to win. They got beat by a Minnesota team that is getting. I mean, he did it again. Brian Flores with Aaron Rodgers had over 50 pass attempts yesterday, couldn't hit the 300-yard mark, had three interceptions. He had a touchdown late. He had two touchdowns, three interceptions, but he was getting. Bamboozled by the Minnesota defense for most of that game in London. This is now, Flores has made Aaron Rodgers, C.J. Stroud, and Brock Purdy look substandard in those offenses up to this point. And Minnesota wins again. So other than that, I think C.J. Stroud's been, he's been fine this year. He's been fine.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Okay, so like watching that, Cincinnati is 1-4. And they look like a better football team than the Texans.
Yeah, but their defense is not very good.
Their defense is bad. It's really bad. Baltimore looks really, really good. Because, but they're more explosive, and you've got more faith. Listen, the Texans are playing great defensively. I mean, I think we're underplaying
how well
they're playing defensively. Look at what they did the last couple of weeks. I mean, Minnesota notwithstanding, they did a really nice job against Indianapolis. They did a great job against the Bears. They did a great job yesterday.
They give up big plays, and they give up almost big plays. Like, Indianapolis hit them with two big plays.
And could have had
more. And could have had two more.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you had another one. Didn't you have another one yesterday?
Yeah, no. Josh Allen just missed.
Early in the game, yeah.
Yeah, who did he miss?
He missed Matt Collins.
Yeah.
It would have been a 60-yard touchdown, something. 59, 60 yards. He just missed
him. That's right,
yeah.
That was what Wyoming Josh Allen used to look like, by the way, if you were wondering. Yesterday.
30%?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he missed that. Like, the Texans have had some near touchdowns that would have been disastrous for them from a record standpoint. They'd be 2-3 right now.
You can go back to the Jags game.
The Jags game.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence hit him yesterday, but he missed against the Texans.
Yeah.
So there's causes for concern. But there's reasons to be optimistic because they haven't played their best football, and yet they're 4-1. And they haven't gotten tripped up other than, you know, they got outplayed by what turns out to be a good team in Minnesota.
So is it that you are, okay, you're getting by, you're winning football games, you're winning ugly, that's fine, it's a long season.
Yep.
You know what, you're going to look back at those, and you're going to, let's not forget we were 4-1. Or are you going to say, well, you know what, this is what they are. And when it comes up against, in the postseason, against good football teams, that's not going to be good enough to win.
Yeah, that's the concern. That now it's 5 weeks, and I said earlier it's a long year, that these near misses at some point will turn into hits for other teams, and then you're starting to question, how come we continue to get exposed down the field? How come our pass rush isn't what we thought it would be? I think between them they had three quarterback hits yesterday. You can take that for what it is with Josh Allen out there. He's a guy who is tough to grab. Which,
but
Hunter
he gets hit a lot.
Will Anderson, I'm talking about.
Yeah, we should have had more hits on him.
So – these are things that have been a thing throughout the year. Unless you're playing the Bears, you have not generated the type of pressure you would like, but you found a way two games in a row when through a big run by Bigsby or the fumble by CJ, you're backed up, you keep the team out of the end zone, and at least you win in the game. So the defense
has found ways.
Yeah.
Now, while they do, if the quarterbacks were accurate, they might be 2-3 right now. They might be 2-3 if Trevor Lawrence could hit that pass or Josh Allen could hit that pass.
Yeah, and to those points, but at the time, you get backed up first and goal a couple times and you find a way against the Jags. Sure, they should have hit them, but when you had a chance to – when they had another chance to put points on the board, put touchdowns on the board, your defense kept them out of the end zone.
That's all true. It just doesn't feel like
I'm not
what
denying
we thought
it.
We were going to see.
I'm not denying it. It doesn't feel like a team because the offense is what we thought would be this thing that could not be stopped. And I guess you chalk it up to the game right now. Everyone who thinks, unless you're the Bengals the last couple weeks, and I guess the Commanders overall, everyone who thought their offense would be a force, that's not happening.
Nope.
Defenses are winning.
Nope. 713-780-3776 is the number. We'll find out if the Chiefs are still the best team. The Chiefs haven't looked like it either. And if you want to know the truth, they're probably saying about the same things that we're saying here. The Chiefs have not looked like the best team in the NFL.
The only thing
they'll
say, they'll comfort themselves is saying, we were having these conversations last year, and we found a way.
I mean,
the Chiefs didn't look good in middle of that.
Look at the Ravens. Lamar Jackson had an incredible game, continuing to bring his team back, The defense couldn't stop anybody. And then they somehow find a way to tie the game up. And then when he has a chance to go in and put points on the board in overtime, he has a terrible fumble.
Well, it was a botched snap, wasn't it?
No.
Or he wasn't ready. I don't think he was. Well,
yeah, it was right in his hands.
I have to go look at it.
He was ready. I had to watch it over and over, and he just missed it. Like, maybe it was faster than he was expecting.
I think it came out
hot. But
he
had his hands ready, and that would have been a disaster if the Bengals had won. And we'd be talking about, you know who might be the best team in football? The Ravens, and yet they're 2-3. It is a funky-ass year this year right now. It is a really strange year because you're right. Kansas City does, and Kansas City lost their best receiver in Rashee Rice. And knowing Brett Veach the way I know him and Andy Reid, they're going to make a deal. They're going to make a trade. You got to watch. It may not be Davante Adams, but the idea that they could trade for Tyreek Hill is out there, and it will be very interesting.
It'll be interesting because he just got a new deal from the Dolphins, and the one
because it would be a big hit, and the, right? Cap-wise.
And the one thing he told Drew, no matter what negotiating ploy you're doing, don't get me traded. He don't. So that's a guy who loves his time. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I don't foresee the Dolphins doing it because of what the cap hit would be for trading him.
You know who he loves more than anything? They like tiny receivers like Xavier Worthy, Mecole Hardman.
Rashee Rice.
You know who? Rashee's got decent size. You know who they could be targeting now? Tank Dell. Just get really tiny. Xavier Worthy and Tank Dell on the outside at about 150 pounds apiece.
Perfect. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's go. You want to talk about your Texans? Let's go. 713-780-3776, the number.
Or MVP Kymie Fairbairn, if you want to talk about him.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk about cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights. Had me some yesterday. We were watching the games and had me some yesterday. It was I love them, man. I love it. As soon as I got off the plane, I was cracking me some beer, brother. I love me some Coors Lights, and I had me a bunch yesterday watching football games. It's what you do. Saturday, you're watching games. You want a couple of cold pops. You know they're cold because they got the Blue Mountains. Sunday, when you're watching your NFL, I want cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Everything about it, love them. You will love them, too. You need to get a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Make sure that you've got them on hand when your boys come to keep them chill, keeping everybody chill. That's what cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light does. You're looking for the best way to enjoy all your football and baseball and baseball playoffs and everything else. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Look at JG's boy Wallace acting a fool at the game. This guy dancing, he's putting up the H's and he's dancing. That's not Wallace, Art. Wallace, that's not Wallace. Wallace don't dance like that, okay? Put some respect on Wallace's dancing ability. 713-780-3776 live at Wildcat Golf Club. When Taylor comes by again, we got to get him on. Talk a little CCA out here. It's the CCA golf tournament every year. We are big proponents. We advertise it for them. We love the CCA golf tournament. It's a lot of fun. These guys are fun. But it's also fun to raise money for the CCA and keep the fish in here the best anywhere. That's what they do. That's what they do. They put all that money into making sure that you're able to get on out there and enjoy your fishing here in the area. So we'll have him on in just a little bit. Hopefully he's going to be able to stop by. If you want to stop by, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. I mean, it's just so funny. We're 4-1. Considered by most everybody else one of the best teams in the NFL, and yet it feels like – it's not like when they won 9 straight under Bill O'Brien, though. It's not like –
well, we just didn't like Bill O'Brien.
We don't believe. We didn't believe. No one believed. Nobody showed up at the games. The atmosphere at that game looked like it was fantastic.
But I came in believing in this team, and so here's my – you know what a big problem is? I feel like CJ's gotten a little rushed and this, that, and the other. You know, I mean, it's not – but it's just the defense that are being played. I think he'll be okay. I watched all of his throws today on the wide shot, the coach's tape, and he's making pretty good decisions. He's not making bad decisions.
What point was, 12 of 14?
Yeah, he's not making bad decisions with the football. And he's not sacrificing certain throws that he has to make. But the big concern for me is that, you know, this team was supposed to be – I thought we were really going to have a great rush. I thought we were really going to cause
problems.
Pass
rush isn't what we thought it was going to be.
No.
The running game isn't what we hope it can be.
Well, not
the offense is not nearly as explosive as we thought it was going to be.
No. You know, Tunsil had a little problems with guys beating him around the corner yesterday. He had no false starts. Tunsil had no false starts, but I think that Tunsil issue with his false starts really does –
boil down to the fact that he's worried that he'll get beat around the edge. And when I watched him yesterday, he uses kind of a basketball slide. When guys beat him to the corner, he couldn't slide quickly enough. I think it's, but he made an attempt not to jump off sides. Like, he didn't just decide, I'm just going to get the jump here, and if I get a five-yard penalty, I get a five-yard penalty. He did. He functioned as a good teammate, no pre-snap penalties. So, in general, the offensive line had just one, I think. I think Shaq Mason had a hold. I think that was the only offensive line penalty yesterday.
I believe you're right. And Blake
One, I think, illegal. They went down the field.
Well, we'll talk about Blake Fisher on the other side. Real quick, we want to get Taylor Rick in here to talk about what's going on with the CCA. Welcome in. We appreciate you. We sponsor this thing and we advertise it for you. Tell people what we're doing here today.
So the CCA is a Coastal Conservation Association. We are the largest marine nonprofit group in the United States, actually. CCA Texas is the second largest marine conservation group in the United States. So that being said, we are raising money to go back into the bays and estuaries here in the state of Texas. All the money we raise stays in Texas. And this year we've actually been able to partner with Parks and Wildlife. For the last 47 years, we have been working with them, and we have released 1 billion redfish fingerlings into the bays here in Texas. And we've also gone over $7 million in oyster restoration this year. So please, you know, keep in mind that everybody's fishing, and we're just trying to give back so that we've got fish for our kids and grandkids.
Where do you get the money to do all that?
So golf tournaments like today, we've got 60 banquet fundraisers throughout the state of Texas.
Wow.
So that's kind of what all the guys you see running around here today, that's what we do. We run the roads and raise money for the fish. I want to say it. Goofy tournament name, but that's what we're doing today.
So if people can't get here, and there's a lot of you that aren't here today that take advantage of fishing in the state of Texas, what's the website that they can go to and donate?
CCATexas.org. You can find all of our event information, make donations. The biggest thing, I know you've seen the bumper stickers everywhere, join CCA. So join CCA. That's us. If you see them on the trucks, the orange redfish sticker. We started in 1977, so we're coming up on 50 years of conservation here in Texas.
So if you donate and join, you're going to get a sticker.
You get a sticker
and
in the mail.
Show everybody that.
Yes, sir.
And listen, if you do, if you are a fisherman, you need to help out.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're taking advantage of what you guys do here and making great fishing here. This is the best. I mean, you're paying some money to play, but you get the food, the drink, the golf at Wildcat. I mean, what more could you want? And you're donating. You're helping.
Absolutely, absolutely. What a better way to give back than to come out and play golf on a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're all fishermen. We all like to catch fish. We all like to eat fish. But we just want to make sure that our grandkids can do the same thing.
That's great. Well, congratulations. We appreciate you. Thanks for what you do with CCA. A billion. Not a million.
A B.
A B.
That's a lot.
Billion. Fingerlings, and they turn into big, nice redfish.
They sure do. They sure do. And working on trout and flounder now too. So they've actually got the flounder program pumping now. So
that's
great. A lot more flounder out there as well.
That's great. That's great. You guys do a great job. That is awesome. And it's a big draw for the state of Texas fishing here. A lot of people come and do their trips here. So it's a money raiser. This is a big money raiser for the state of Texas. So be a part of it. Go to CCATexas.org.
That's it.
CCATexas.org and donate now. Man, we appreciate it, Taylor.
Thank you, John.
As always, have fun today. That is going to be great. I got to talk right now.
I can't believe you're not playing here. Look at you. You got your golf shirt ready.
Just got in. I got tournaments coming.
You fly in last night?
I flew in last night. Yeah.
Are you raking up all the points? Can I have some points?
Yeah,
Let me hold some of your points.
Yeah, you can have some of my points. I don't care. You know what? That's what I do. I'm a man of the people.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you points so that you can, you know, you can take your 12 kids. So you don't have to drive to Alabama all the time. Holy crap.
Man,
what is wrong with you?
Not the best thing
You've
that's
lost
ever
your
happened.
Mind. And by the way, let your son drive by himself. He's old enough to drive, okay? Let him go take that drive. It's ridiculous. Got to take the whole family to Alabama. And did you go to the Alabama State game or something? Didn't you say you drove by?
Well, we were in Montgomery going to the Legacy Museum. You know what that is?
No, don't care.
Okay.
Well, there it is.
Yep.
It's just about...
Sounds like it's about. You'll learn stuff, John.
Yeah, like Emmett Till.
I've learned enough in my life. I don't want to learn anything.
Some
more.
Of the
that's,
atrocities.
That's a good way to approach
I'm
things.
Done learning, okay?
That's a good way to approach
that's
things.
What, that's how I
I'm
am approaching
done
it.
Learning
Okay,
things.
I'm done learning. Now it's just about fun. Now it's about Coors Lights and golf and maybe a little poker in there. Mm. That's my life right now. And you know what else is my life? Doc Linville. Because he gave me hope. He gave me hair. okay? He gave me hope in my life. And you're sitting there right now going, man, my hair is thinning. Man, that bald spot is growing. Man, I'm too young to be bald. That's right. You are too young. I don't care how old you are. I'm old, and I still wanted to get it done. And I did do it, and it was a great process. The neo-grafting is excellent. The PRP as well. I did both. And I got to tell you, Doc will tell you. Doc will let you know. You're in your 20s, and you're losing your hair. Maybe you just need it to grow. Maybe you need the PRP to stimulate the growth of your own hair. And he'll do that. That's fine. It's a lot less expensive, and it's a great, great process that actually works. But if you need the neo-grafting, that's a great process too. It's painless. He's got a three-day anesthetic. You don't even need it, but you got it. And he is, I'm telling you, it works. It works. It's awesome. You're looking for the best way to get hair, okay? You're sick of losing your hair? 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Did he play Ricardo this week? Did Justin play Ricardo?
Yes, he did play a man named Ricardo.
The Texans he had, Ricardo had the Texans. He had the Commanders. Mm-hmm. He had the Vikings. Mm-hmm. He had Jacksonville, and he had the Bengals. He's 4-1.
Who is?
Ricardo against Justin.
Well, Justin had Pittsburgh.
Who got double banged? Didn't
Justin's
somebody?
Already lost. He had Pittsburgh and the Bills. He's already lost.
It's over.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh lost.
Pittsburgh
late.
And the Bills. That's yes. It. Justin, you loser. I mean what had, I mean is.
What do you mean?
I mean, congratulations to Ricardo.
Yeah, we should
he's
be celebrating
the
Ricardo's
with the
win.
Limbo.
Not demeaning Justin for going 4-1.
No.
He's the same record as the Texans. 4-1.
4-1.
Yeah.
Ricardo's a superstar. I mean, we got to celebrate. We got to be happy about this. Listen, I know that the team wasn't – we saw James Palmer said, oh, what a locker room. It was the worst locker room after I've ever seen.
Against Jacksonville.
Nobody was there. Nobody wanted to talk. They were all upset against Jacksonville. Not yesterday. I think that you beat the Bills, I don't care how you beat the Bills, and you win it in the last second, and you carry your kicker off on your shoulders, that had to be a happy locker room.
Is Kaimi the MVP?
Yes.
He's a big part of this.
Yeah. Look at the games he's
MVP
won.
Of the team.
Five games.
How many games has he directly won?
With big kicks?
Well, the Jackson – what about the Colts game? That was Mixon. Hey, Mixon carried him that
yeah,
game.
That was a Mixon game.
That was a Mixon game.
Sure.
The next week against the Bears, that's all they did was kick field goals, right?
Do you know Kaimi Fairbairn right now is 8 of 9 from beyond 50? He's got a 60-yarder too, but he's 8 of 9 from beyond 50. He's 2 of 2 beyond 40. He's 1 of 1 from 30 to 39. I'm sorry. 40 to 49, he's 2 of 2. 30 to 39, he's 1 of 1, and that's it. They haven't even kicked a field goal of less than – I mean, he is kicking long field goals. 59, 59, 51. I guess, he doesn't have a 61-yarder this year. He scored – he had 3 field goals. All he was the MVP. I guess Joe Mixon was the MVP against Colts, but – yeah, because Colts scored late to make that – It wasn't as close as the score looked. He had 3 50-yard field goals there. He had 3 50-yard field goals against the Bears.
Yeah.
In the next one.
Yeah.
That might have been. He missed his only 50-yarder against Minnesota. Against Jacksonville, he did not. He just had 1 short field goal, and then yesterday he had 2 more over 50. Look, he's not MVP, but in a top 3 vote, is he in the top 3?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say he's been a critical part of this team.
Who's been a bigger part, him or Will Anderson up to this point? Now, Will Anderson's playing snap in, snap out. He has to play the run, play the pass. So, I'm being a little glib here, but Will Anderson has not had the impact on the team up to this point on the season. He's got 2.5 sacks. There's more to it than just sacks, obviously, but he had a tackle against Buffalo. 2 tackles against Jacksonville, 2 tackles against Minnesota. In his last 2 games, he has 3 tackles, no sacks. in his last two games.
And here's the deal. Not even pressures either. There's not a lot of pressures going on there.
Not really,
And not from him or Danielle Hunter. It's really surprising how little, as good as those bookends are, how little production you're getting. Other teams are scheming well against them. Either they're chipping or their tackles are just not getting beat. This is one of the more disappointing things. Okay, we're happy. Okay, has CJ lived up so far to what we thought CJ was going to be?
It's been okay.
He's been good.
He's in the zip code.
Right. Yeah. It is the wide receivers have?
Yes.
Nico has. Nico's been fantastic.
I think Diggs has been fine.
Diggs has been good. Tank is disappointing.
Tank's been disappointing, and Dalton clearly teams getting away from man-to-man has hurt Tank because he's a smaller target in space, and he's working down the field.
Should Dalton Schultz be doing more?
I'm surprised Dalton Schultz. I feel like Dalton Schultz.
You know, he's got less yards than Tank.
I know it, but he's out in the routes all the time. It's just, look, he'd have more yards if CJ was a check down Charlie. He's got all those little short stuff, but CJ doesn't, and I'm glad he doesn't.
Yeah.
CJ's not looking to just check it down.
The offensive line's been disappointing because of the
penalties. I think it's been slightly below average.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Running the ball.
Yeah. They're not terrible, but that first week gave us a lot of hope, and it hasn't really been the same since then.
Okay. How are the defensive backs? How are the corners playing?
I think in general pretty well.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
The safeties?
Now they have let some guys get behind them. Safety's okay. Eric Murray's been okay.
Eric Murray has actually been pretty good.
Yeah. Eric Murray is.
Jimmy Ward got hurt again.
Petrie's been average.
Petrie had he blew through once again and missed the tackle on a blitz yesterday, which is what he do. He goes out. He's out of control on his blitzes. But
linebacker's been up and down.
Now listen. Shaier had a really nice game yesterday.
He did.
Toto's been good.
Toto has been better than expected.
Yes. Yeah. Toto's been really good. The defensive tackles have been good. No, the defensive tackles have been really good. They're actually getting pressure up the middle and making a difference. Foley's been good. Edwards has been good. And Settle's been okay. The defensive ends have been one of the more disappointing aspects of this football team. That's shocking.
Relative to expectations, yeah.
Oh, no, absolutely. Relative to expectations, they may be the most disappointing.
Pass rush, Will Anderson up to this point, they got him for three sacks. It's 2.5, but from a pressure standpoint, they've got him with 22 total pressures. But pressures also include hurries, which aren't really any big deal when you watch him on tape. He had three pressures yesterday. He had two hurries and one hit. So he's hit the quarterback only twice this year. He has
non-sacks.
Non-sacks. He's hit the quarterback only twice this year. That's staggering in the amount of pass reps that he has. From a pressure standpoint, his pressure percentage is 13.8%, which is very, very average. And Danielle Hunter, is his pressure percentage this year? Let me look at pass rush. No. Pass rushing. Here he goes. His pressure percentage is 13.7. That's not great. Neither one of these guys. Now, Danielle Hunter has hit the quarterback five times. Non-sacks, Danielle Hunter has five. So he's actually gotten the quarterback more than he's actually impacting the quarterback more than Will Anderson is.
That's crazy. And I mean, it just seems like Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. just haven't been a part of it. They had the crazy pressures that they had against the Bears, and they had some nice pressure against the Colts. But these last three games, it's almost like, man, where are they? Where are these guys?
Now, from a defensive grade standpoint, Will Anderson against the run is 75.7. Danielle Hunter's in the 50s. So, Anderson is a better run defender. And a lot of defending the run is not going to be making tackles necessarily. So, he's stout. He's strong. He's hanging in there against the run. But, yes, for the money and the expectations of the edge, they've got to do a better job. And next step has got to be D'Amico starting to run more games and twists. And you want them to be able to just beat blockers one-on-one, but they're not beating tackles one-on-one like they should. So it may be time for D'Amico to dial up some, maybe start dialing up some exotics to start putting a little bit more pressure on quarterbacks. Josh, when he got pressure, he's so good at stepping up and getting out of the pocket. He's really, really good at that. But, man, 9 of 30. 9 of 30. And a lot of that was on him. He played poorly. But you know, I saw passes, plays being made on the ball with Stingley and Kamari Lassiter. They're making plays on the football. They were knocking balls in, incomplete. So the secondary did their job.
Yeah, the secondary yesterday. Secondary has been really, really good, I think. I think that's been a positive. All right, 713-780-3776. Well, we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live from Wildcat Golf Club. You've got quick assist.
Quick assist. The owners, Blake and Scott, were so much fun to talk to the other day. We had lunch and really got to find out a lot about the algorithm and what they do. Listen, there's a lot of ticket companies out there that you buy from. This company is here to help you sell your tickets. Now, you may say, well, I'll go on StubHub and sell my tickets. Oh, okay, that's fine. But you're not going to put them on any other sites? Well, no, I'll just do it on StubHub. What are you pricing it for? For this much? Are you going up or down based on the market? No, I don't have time to do that. Exactly. Download Quick Assist. Let me tell you what Quick Assist can do. They'll load your tickets on StubHub, but 14 other ticket sites as well. So you'll be on 15 different ticket sites, giving you the best chance for people. They really expand your reach in terms of people seeing your tickets. And then they dynamically price it. So if the event starts getting hot, they will move your ticket. And the supply goes down, they move your ticket price up. If the opposite happens, they move it down to give you the best chance of making the most money but still making sure your tickets get sold. They handle everything. And as soon as your tickets sell from one site, they delist it immediately based on the computer in the background. The algorithm they have set up will delist. They delist the program, all of your tickets from the other sites, so you have no complications. This is the way to go. These guys are going to be huge, and they handle NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, and college football as well. So any ticket you have, if you need to sell them, make sure you download the website, download the app, Quick Assist. That's Quick, A-S-Y-S-T.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here live from Wildcat Golf Club. Want to once again thank Wildcat. We love Wildcat. You're going to be out here, right? You're doing your show here?
Yes.
Along with, is Mapes in there in studio?
According to the schedule, he's supposed to be out here.
Oh, Mapes is coming here?
That's what the schedule says.
Is he going to wear his bandana?
I don't know if he knows what proper golf attire is and if they're going to ban him.
You're not wearing proper golf attire. You wore a T-shirt to a golf course.
I'm not.
Ridiculous.
I didn't take a step on the golf course, so I think I'm okay.
You're in the clubhouse. Act appropriate.
I'm a guest. I am.
Act appropriate.
I am acting appropriate. Uh-huh. I showed up here.
Dress appropriate. Dress for the job you want. I'm a golfer.
I don't want that job. That job sounds terrible.
Right?
I don't want that job.
Yeah, so that is perfect. Anyway, thanks to Elmer and Tim and everybody. Nick set this all up, had everybody here. Monte just made us the breakfast sandwiches, which are awesome. The food here is excellent, excellent, excellent. So when you come out here, make sure that you have lunch as well when you're out here. So an Austrian man, apparently he did a psychedelic mushroom, and which led to him chopping off his own unit. Do you feel like... Yeah, he used an axe to chop it off.
Is he gifted?
Do you feel like you want to do some acid now?
No. Forget about that. That's a dumb question. He chopped it off with an axe. I mean, the guy's pretty gifted. He's chopping it off with an axe.
Axe. Yeah. You never know.
It's also a clean cut, quick.
That's right.
But if you, I mean, an axe.
You want a saw?
I don't think I'd want to do any drug where I would feel at some point I need to chop it off.
No.
No, there's nothing appealing about that.
That doesn't sound like a fun drug to me.
No.
That sounds like a bad drug.
I know some drugs are down or some drugs are uppers, but no drugs on the label says chop off an appendage.
No.
And particularly
I don't think they come with labels. What? Okay. Like Ozempic and all of them. Oh, it may lead to diarrhea. It may lead to cancer.
My dealer advises
I saw one that said, did y'all see that advertisement, by the way? I thought it was a...
thought I was watching a joke commercial. It said, get ready for a pharmaceutical commercial or something. And then they ran a pharmaceutical commercial, and the side effects were cancer. And multiple types of cancer. And I kept waiting to see, is this a joke?
Wait a minute.
And it was just a commercial. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Side I don't want to do that.
That cause cancer. And it was about itch. It's about cream that helps you not be so itchy or something. I'm like, I'll just scratch. I'd rather scratch than have cancer.
Itching's kind of annoying.
Yeah, but cancer.
Well, let me ask. Well, on the
for me,
you say that, but on the day of, when you're itching, you can't get rid of it. You're like, yeah, take a.
I'd give anything to get rid of this.
Will you?
Would you?
Okay, so this is how you get out of a DUI. You know, I don't know how you get out of a DUI.
How?
As soon as the cops pull you over, you open up a bottle and you chug it. The court says the man cannot be charged with drunk driving because he chugged the entire bottle after getting pulled over. That's how you can't test him now. You don't know if he was drunk before. Now, public drinking. Open bottle, okay,
less,
but you cannot charge him with drunk driving.
So you had to pull over and turn the car off, I guess, maybe?
Turn the car off. Well, whatever. Turn the car off, throw the keys, and you get out of the car and start chugging.
Or he could have turned it off and jumped into the other seat and said, wasn't me, officer.
Then who was driving?
Where's that?
I don't know.
That has never worked.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
I like this way better. Have a bottle of whiskey with you at all times.
Like, if you get arrested for public intoxication, it's less scandalous and less shameful than a DUI.
Mm.
You should do it.
However, if he did a road sobriety test, he would not pass.
Well, because he just chugged.
Well, he just chugged the entire bottle.
You would have enough. It's not going to get into your bloodstream immediately. He would be able to.
Well, no. Stuff. No. You don't do any of that. You say, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I want the breathalyzer.
That's what you say.
That's what you say. I know. I'm not doing roadside gymnastics.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Gary Kubiak tricked her.
Gary Trickster.
I'm not drunk, Simone Biles.
Trickster.
I'm not doing that.
Oh,
it's Trickster. Yes,
it's Trickster. Not Trickster.
Not Trickster.
Gary Trickster.
Not Kubiak. Not Trickster.
Yeah,
Trickster.
A high school in Arkhangelsk has started production of grenade components. Do you feel like that's a good class to take in high school? How to make a grenade.
Thank God we're teaching these kids how to make grenades now.
There was a teacher.
Russia. It's in Russia.
Well, of course.
That makes sense.
There was a high school teacher who came to the listener appreciation party. He was not teaching how to make grenades.
What about if you're going to make meth?
He doesn't teach that either, no.
He doesn't teach that either?
No, he did not.
A scorned wife reveals that she ate her dead husband's ashes. Do you feel like that's payback?
I thought you were going to say his ass, but you said ashes. Okay.
Ashes.
Okay.
No. She ate his ashes. Her dead husband's ashes.
How's it payback for who?
Is that a good place, though, for him? If she...
He doesn't care. He's dead.
No, he... Well, he... But he's got to spend the rest of her life in her?
Well, not the rest of his life. At some point, it has to come out. Do ashes not come out?
Well, some of it might be still left in her.
Maybe it's a good diuretic. Maybe it'll come out really quickly. It's like prune juice.
Listen, he didn't want to be in her anymore. They got divorced.
Whoa.
And now he's in her for
life. You didn't have to do that.
That's
He didn't want to be in her anymore.
Yeah, I heard what he said.
Well. And now he is for life. That's a terrible way to go.
It's not for life. It's like for 5 hours, maybe. It's not for life.
Is she going to dump all of it out?
Well,
are you sure? Are you certain?
Yes. Lord. I'm saying ashes don't remain in your body forever.
I've been ruled that potatoes are better than human blood for making space bricks. Do you feel like we should have potatoes in our space bricks, or we should have human blood?
Were we making space bricks with human blood before?
What are space
bricks?
We
were making them out of human blood, but they found out the potatoes are
better. What are space bricks?
What are space bricks?
Space bricks, I don't know. Space concrete, twice as strong as conventional concrete.
And why did they decide human blood was the first option?
Blood. I don't know how you got to, let's use human blood to make a space brick, but they did. Okay? There's a lot of things we wonder. Who's the first person that ever ate a crawfish? Thought that would be a good idea.
So when a blood drive came to my school, that was what it was? For space bricks? Not for people in need?
No, you're not going to help people. Mm. We're making space bricks out here. No. But potatoes are better.
And yet NASA
apparently has stolen.
Dead.
A stolen Vienna sausage led to a Georgia nursing home resident being stabbed in the chest.
Now, this makes sense.
I feel like
the older you get, the less you care, the angrier you get.
I feel like if Gilbert had one of his Vienna, if he had something stolen from him, that it could lead to something serious.
Well, I don't think he would turn to violence, but he would make somebody's life a living hell.
Oh, yeah.
He's accused many people of stealing his bike. He hadn't stabbed anyone yet.
Yeah.
Not that we know of.
I don't think Gilbert would turn violent, but even if you found it, he would still continue to accuse you.
I don't know. Hey, girl, what's going on? All right.
You know, we're
the girls are all showing up now. It's time to go.
Could have done that after the show.
Hey,
you're just yelling and no one knows who you're talking to.
It's Brooke.
Oh, it's Brooke. Oh, thanks for everyone knows who that is now.
Brooke. She's right there. Say hi. Say hi to Brooke, Del.
No, I'm professional. No. It doesn't help anyone
and
listening.
Sam, you didn't even say hi to Sam.
I didn't know that was her name.
Okay. We're done. We are live at Wildcat Golf Club. Del. And Mopey and Mapes live right here at Wildcat Golf Club for the next 2 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We will talk to you again, and we're going to do What Did You Learn This Weekend? And we didn't do Ship Talk either. We'll do all of that tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But, Lance, before you go, tell everybody about Underdog.
I'll tell you all about Underdog. I'll tell you about being able to say higher on, I'm actually blown away. There's a new feature they had on Underdog now called it's the streak, where you pick things. You got a chance to win $50,000 if you continue to pick the right plays on your streak. And it's actually the first time I had seen this. They had a 25% profit boost available in the account yesterday. You have so many different features to choose from as it pertains to playing their high and low cash pick'em game. It's really amazing. It's very, very easy. Just go to Underdog Fantasy, go to the App Store, or go to underdogfantasy.com, download the app, and use Lance for your initial deposit, and you are going to get a gimme pick on your first for your first deposit, and you can get your cash matched up to $1,000. This is a great opportunity of being able to get $1,000 and that gimme pick when you use promo code Lance. And I'm telling you, there's so many fun games to play now under the cash pick'em. Inside of the cash pick'em, where you pick higher or lower on the stats, there's more ways to win more money. And they have so many boosts available for you that you think this is your payout, and yet it's going to be way higher if you can pick winners on the high and the low. It's Underdog Fantasy. Must be 18 or older at present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncbgambling.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.